Thank you, Tony. Down here with Usman Khawaja from the Sydney Thunder. First up, Usman, how's the hamstring?
It's feeling really good. I really wanted to play today, but hopefully you're playing Sunday.
So you're 100% for Sunday against the Stars?
Hopefully. If not, don't do anything silly from now to then. I should be.
Would you feel confident going into a Boxing Day test match on the back of just one T20 match?
I've done a lot of work in the last 4 weeks. I've trained as hard as I can without playing cricket, so there's not much more I can do, to be honest.
You've never played a Boxing Day test match. I imagine that's probably been a big motivation for you in the last month.
Yeah, 100%. I've been standby twice, once for Punter, once for Michael Clarke. So hopefully I'll be fit and healthy, and then it's up to selectors to hopefully pick me.
How frustrating has it been sitting on the sidelines watching your replacement make a big century?
Oh, not at all. Winning, you know, they're winning career games. It's just great to see. Even if I'm not playing, I'm still a part of it. So it's just nice to see.
Got the one days against India coming up in January also. Is that a target for yourself?
First and foremost, I need to get myself fit for these games, and yeah, need to get myself fit again and stay fit.
I spoke to you, I think, almost exactly a year ago. You'd just done your knee. If I told you at that time you'd have two centuries to your name and you'd be the first choice number three batsman for Australia, would you have believed me?
No, probably wouldn't have. Yeah, I think a lot can happen in a year. Looking back on it, I think it was like a year exactly 3 days or 2 days ago still when I did it. So it was nice to get past that day from here forward. I was a bit nervous on that day, but now I'm all good now.
Turning to the Thunder, you're the only player left from BBL1 that was here then. You must be excited on how the club's come along in the 3 or 4 years since then.
Yeah, obviously we haven't put enough results on the board yet, but from an organisational point of view and how things are run and the actual vibe in the team, it's awesome. It's as good as I've ever played in a team organisation, and hopefully this year's the year.
And a new home ground, I know we played here a couple of times last year, but permanent home ground for you now, and a really great atmosphere here last year.
Yeah, it's awesome atmosphere. I think you get 25,000 at this ground and it's packed out, and it actually comes on top of you. At ANZ it was a bit harder. It's such a big ground, you get 25,000, it's still empty. So yeah, it's going to be a great atmosphere. It was a great atmosphere last year, so hopefully look forward to tonight.
All right, let's hope for a good game tonight and see you back on the field shortly.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.